It's a big thing. Grab a hold of it and squeeze and don't let go.
At MyCrappySite.com.
Oh, yeah.
But you're an Ozzy Osbourne fan?
Yes, sir. I enjoy Ozzy Osbourne. I just heard the things you were saying about him and Ted Nugent. I've seen Ted Nugent on TV lately.
And you think he's been unfair?
Well, yeah, Ted Nugent, everything he knows he learned from Ozzy Osbourne. If you look at Ted Nugent's music, it's come out of Black Sabbath.
Meaning
that his music is influenced very heavily by Black Sabbath's music. Also, I think it's important to note that Ozzy Osbourne's a way better guitar player than Ted Nugent is. And I think what's going on with Mr. Nugent, if I could, he's jealous on account of Ozzy has the TV show.
Well, what about Ted Nugent's comment that Ozzy Osbourne looks like a blithering idiot?
Well, I think you made a very good point, Mr. Andrew, when you said that Ozzy Osbourne is being a father, and yes, he does technically have drug problems to his brain. I think it's still a good show.
Yeah, but Ted Nugent has called Ozzy Osbourne a blithering idiot because is he really doing any parenting on that show?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Is he really doing any parenting on that show, or is he just stumbling about with a cup of tea?
Oh, I think he tells his kids how to do things. He tells them not to put on tattoos, and he tells them to kick their friends out when they've been there too long. But I think you got to look at Ted Nugent's jealousy from a couple of standpoints. And the other thing is, Ozzy Osbourne never bit the head off a bat on stage. That was a rumor that was started by the Ted Nugent camp because Nugent bit the head off a raccoon and blamed it on Osbourne.
Wait a minute, man. The Ozzy Osbourne story of biting that...
I know. It's been floating around for years. And if you read Fangoria magazine or if you read the early issues of Cream, it's right there in black and white. Ted Nugent was the guy that started because he's the big hunter.
Right.
He likes to hunt.
Yeah, he's Mr. Outdoorsman.
Right. He bit the head off a raccoon.
Bit the head? Who did?
Nugent did. And blamed it on Ozzy Osbourne.
How do you bite the head?
I know, it's insane. It's insane. Ted's career went down the toilet ever since he ate the raccoon head, and that's why he hates Ozzy.
Ozzy Osbourne did bite the head off of a dove, right?
I don't know. That is not true.
Well, who? So the Nugent?
That's why he's got the problem with Ozzy. Nugent's always hated Ozzy because he plays better guitar. Sabbath was a way better band than Nugent's band. Ozzy was really gonzo, and Nugent wanted to hurt his rep. Because Ozzy's rep was way more, you know, party and way more extreme.
Well, these are things that I wouldn't know, not being an Osbourne or a Nugent fan, for that matter. But biting the head off of a raccoon...
Yeah, it was a baby raccoon. That's how he fitted the whole head in his mouth.
And Nugent did this on stage?
Yes. Yes. And that was to show that he's Mr. Big Hunter and a bow and arrow. Because some kid in the front row yelled out to him, "Yeah, you think you're a big hunter. What are you going to do with this?" And he had a raccoon in a cage.
And Nugent took it out of the cage and bit the head off.
Yeah, as a way of saying, I don't need no gun, and I don't need no bow and arrow neither.
Man, that is twisted.
Tell me about it. And what happens? Ozzy gets all... He gets the bad rep for it.
Well, didn't I read where Osbourne at least bit the... So he didn't bite the head off?
He didn't bite the head off of nothing. The guy was really radical, yeah. And he was really extreme, but Nugent started it.
All right, what is your name, kid?
I'm R.C.
And, you called in because you wanted to do...
Well, I liked what you were saying about the 70s, because I'd never been in those days, but I wanted to kind of get some information out, because I think Ozzy Osbourne's been... dissed by Mr. Nugent on the TV shows that he's been on.
Have you seen him on there?
Yeah, I've seen Nugent. He's a joke. The guy's ridiculous looking, wearing a windbreaker and like a shirt my dad would wear, and his hair tied back, which is what every bald guy does.
Well, I can tell you I'm bald, but I don't tie my hair back.
Well, you can't get to a point where you just go, I gotta give it up. The only thing Ozzy Osbourne, by the way, Mr. Andrew, to get back to this other business, the only thing he ever bit the head off of was a gingerbread cookie that somebody threw up on stage, shaped like a bat.
Well, then that's how the rumor starts.
Yeah, but Nugent said it was real.
So he bit the head he bit off of a bat. It was a
gingerbread bat that some groupie made after she probably had been having sex with him and gave it to him. But he never bit the head off of no bat. He bit it off of it was either a gingerbread bat or a sugar cookie bat. But you should read earlier.
Either a gingerbread bat. All right, hold on for a minute, all right?
Yeah.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking Ozzy and Ted. This kid, RC, is a big Osbourne fan, and he says that Ted Nugent is simply jealous because Ozzy's a better guitar player. Ozzy comes from a better band. And Ted started the whole biting the head off the bat thing because he's jealous of Ozzy and wants him to have a bad reputation. Wait a minute, what?
He said that Nugent only has the one song, Cat Scratch Fever, but Ozzy's got War Pigs, Fairies Wear Boots, Iron Man, Shot in the Dark, Crazy Train, Children of the Grave, and Nugent only has Stranglehold and Cat Scratch Fever.
So you're saying that
Ozzy's music's way better.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking to this kid, RC, and you're an Osbourne fan because this Ted Nugent, Ozzy Osbourne, I don't know what you want to call it, Ted Nugent, Ozzy Osbourne feud has erupted. Although it's not really a feud. It's really kind of one side. I know that Ozzy Osbourne has said anything.
Well, I think that's because Ozzy Osbourne's got way more to do than sit around wearing a flannel shirt, looking like Chewbacca in a flannel shirt with teeth like sugar cubes. What Nugent's got.
Boy, you hate him, don't you?
He's lame.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Scott on the Phil Henry Show. Scott?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
I don't know where RC's getting his information. I've got, hey, buddy, I've seen several interviews, read several interviews by both those artists. Ted Nugent never bit the head off anything in concert. And number two, Ozzy Osbourne
did bite
the head. Hell, he bit the head off a dove in a meeting with record executives, and the way he got his bats had bit off was he was using fake bats on stage. A fan threw a real dead bat on stage. Ozzy was grabbing bats off the stage,
didn't know it was real, and bit the head off it.
I don't know where you're getting your information.
Well, because that was all started by Nugent because he wanted to be like Ozzy Osbourne. But
that's not true. Ted Nugent doesn't have any desire to be like Ozzy Osbourne. Your information, man?
Like, he doesn't want to have $20 million for another TV show either.
No. You're gargling with bong water, man.
What?
You're gargling with bong water, man. I don't know where you're getting information,
but you're completely
disillusioned. Where did you get the story about Ted Nugent biting the head off a raccoon?
Because Ted Nugent is Mr. Outdoorsman Hunter, right?
Yeah.
How does that bite the head off anything?
Because he wanted to prove he don't need no gun or bow and arrow to bite the head off.
Where do you get this stuff?
If you read the early... Yeah, he does. He kills animals on a county hunt. Doesn't he?
He kills animals where?
Because he hunts, doesn't he?
He doesn't kill any animals on stage.
He bit the head off a raccoon. Reed Cream.
He did not.
Well, yes, he did.
Where are you getting this information?
Where did you get that information?
Cream Magazine, 1973, August issue.
August issue of Cream. Is this an interview?
It's an eyewitness account of a Topeka, Kansas show that Ted Nugent did, and he bit the head off of a baby raccoon that they put on the stage.
Who did?
One of the people in the concert. And that's where it all started. Then he said, that bad. Because Ozzy, he bites the head off of like...
Have you ever seen Ted Nugent in an interview or read his books or anything?
Yeah, I've seen him
The man is highly...
He's
no,
lame.
The man is The man is highly intelligent, and he knows a lot about wildlife. He's going to grab a raccoon. He doesn't know if it's rabid, if it's real, if it's poisoned or whatever. And he's just going to bite the head off it on stage like in a concert?
Well, ask Mr. Henry about back in the day. He say he'd been to a lot of shows.
Well, I have.
Hey, yeah, and everybody's taking Quaaludes. Everybody
can... Back in '73, Scott, whenever you said he did that,
Scott,
that would be in violation of about three federal laws. The guy is
everybody was throwing their wieners out on stage. Everybody was breaking the law.
Ted Nugent is a sheriff. I mean, he's not going to break the law. I mean, how come Ted Nugent has managed all his life to be drug free and alcohol free? And you're trying to tell me he's going to...
He's
going to break the laws by biting the head off a baby raccoon?
First of all, back in the day when everybody was nuts back then. And what about when he had to bit the head off the cobra?
That story would have been so big, and that would have hurt his career instead of helped it.
Wait a second.
You know, a raccoon?
How do you figure people cared about raccoons? Ask Mr. Henry. You was around then, right?
Yes, I was around then.
Did anybody care if you bit the head off of a coon?
I don't know, man. I mean, they made a big thing out of it when Jim Morrison pulled his thing out on stage. So I would imagine they would have made a big thing out about biting the head off a raccoon.
They would have bit the head. Yeah, that would have been big time news.
But that would have hurt his career. That was in the underground press. They wouldn't have reported it in the LA Times.
Where are you thinking that Ted Nugent is jealous of Ozzy Osbourne?
Because he's been on C-SPAN and CNN the last 2 weeks talking about Ozzy Osbourne being a blithering idiot.
Well, yeah, he has been kind of vocal lately. All right, great.
There's nothing in his criticism that I would call jealousy. Other than Ted Nugent is one opinionated SOB. Whether you agree with him or not, he is opinionated.
I don't mind the
I don't think he's jealous of Ozzy's career.
I wish he'd come out and be honest about eating a raccoon on stage instead of making Ozzy sound like a nut.
All right, look.
Ozzy be the first to admit he is a nuthead.
Nugent probably sits around in his Carno underwears and cries that he ain't cool like Ozzy.
He doesn't. Ted Nugent doesn't give any crap about wanting to be like Ozzy Osbourne.
He sits around in Long John's with a trapdoor rear end on it.
Do you live with this guy?
Look at the guy. He hunts and stuff with one of them hats. He probably wears Long John's with the trapdoor so you can crap in the woods.
What?
Where are you? Man, you are on drugs, man. Dude.
What they wear when they're hunters.
Whatever, man. They wear regular underwear. What do you mean trapdoor?
They do.
All right.
Hey,
Scott.
What does that have to do with anything you're talking about, man?
Well,
it doesn't have anything.
Who
Scott,
cares?
I'm going to move on.
I don't care if he hunts in thong underwear. What's that got to do with anything you're talking about? He's a loser because he's got long underwear with that door on.
Oh, quit it, kid, okay? All right, Scott, thank you very much for your call.
Hey,
good points.
Easy, man.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Aaron, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, my only comment was that just in regard to fighting over...
Hey, kid, don't do that, okay?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
My only comment was I heard something about Ozzy Osbourne biting cookies.
Yeah,
that's very misguided.
People said that he bit the head off a bat.
Well, no, Ozzy Osbourne himself said it. I watched his interview on VH1 Behind the Music with his wife, and he admitted to biting the heads off doves, and he admitted to biting the heads off bats.
Well, he says that to keep his image going. But the guy that's been dissing him lately is Ted Nugent, and
he admitted it.
So I heard Ozzy Osbourne tell the story of biting the head off of a dove in front of a bunch of record company executives.
Record industry guys.
Okay, but nobody.
And they asked him to leave.
But nobody in the Ted Nugent camp has enough guts to say he bit the head off of a raccoon. Yeah.
Ted Nugent would not do that. That's so stupid.
Get out of here.
That's so stupid.
It's stupid to bite the head off a bat. But now Ozzy
Osbourne, and Ozzy admitted to being really stupid about it.
But Ted Nugent, put two and two together. Ted Nugent's a hunter. He goes out and he hunts.
There's absolutely nothing wrong or illegal about being a hunter. Hunters are law-abiding citizens, and they do nothing wrong.
Not biting the head off of a raccoon because you think it's
hunters cannot bite heads off of raccoons. Hunters are law-abiding citizens just like anybody else.
You can't say that about every one of them. You don't know.
Hunters are law-abiding. If they're breaking the law, then they're not law-abiding hunters. They're called poachers, and they're breaking the law.
Okay, how do we know that Nugent isn't a poacher?
Because he's not. He's a very avid sportsman. He's a well-written, well-read man.
What is he written?
A great deal about Ted Nugent.
What did he write
a lot
down?
Of his writings.
What did he write
He's
down?
Very bright. He's very avid about his hunting skills, about the law. He's very well read.
Well, he may
you
be
are
well
just
read.
A very misguided
no.
person.
No. What has he written? What's he written?
Hello, Aaron? Oh, she hung up.
You notice she hung up when I asked her what Ozzy Osbourne has written. My Uncle Jim has an eye patch in one arm, and he says that he saw Nugent eat a baby kid one time on stage.
Well, you know that that's bull crap.
Well, I don't know, okay? All I know is that he's been very vocal, disrespecting Ozzy Osbourne. Nugent tried to kill a deer with his teeth one time. He tried to eat it to death while I was alive.
Bull crap, okay? Now it's getting way out there, all right? Look, if you're an Ozzy Osbourne fan, that's one thing. But being an Ozzy Osbourne fan and saying something false about somebody else is just morally wrong.
Ted Nugent said Ozzy Osbourne's a blithering idiot, and Ozzy Osbourne could, in a spelling bee, kick Ted Nugent's ass.
I don't know, man. Maybe Ozzy wouldn't even want to be a part of the spelling bee, you know? And something tells me he'd rather quaff a pint. 1-800-449-8686. Ted Nugent bit the head off of a raccoon.